Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, could face scans end queues for Eurostar? First, though, a new drug that's been shown to slow the progression of Alzheimer's by up to 35% has been hailed as a turning point in the fight against the disease.
This is the beginning of the end of our search for new treatments that are going to slow down and ultimately stop Alzheimer's disease. One of the most exciting things from both lecanemab and donanemab is, you know, in the last 12 months, we've seen two drugs that can slow down progression, and that really is a first for science.
Sean Gregory, Research Communications Manager at the Alzheimer Society, told us donanemab gives patients between 4.5 and 7.5 months longer without symptoms by targeting a protein in the brain.
It recognises this protein called amyloid that builds up in the brain, goes into the brain, sticks to the amyloid, and then it flags the amyloid to be cleared away by the brain's immune system, and the amyloid is removed from the brain. And that's important because in Alzheimer's disease, we think amyloid plays a key role in the causes.
Sean told us these findings are significant because they're from stage 3 clinical trials, the final trials needed to show that a drug is effective. She said drugs like donanemab are just the first iteration of medications to slow the progress of Alzheimer's.
New drugs are going to capitalise on these different discoveries that we're making. They're going to target different parts of the brain in addition to amyloid, and we're going to see greater and greater slowing effects as we kind of move forward. So these are the beginning drugs. They aren't the drugs that, you know, we will have in 10, 20 years' time.
Meanwhile, it appears that hearing aids may benefit older adults who are at a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's. A study suggests that the devices might actually reduce cognitive decline, as well as helping patients' hearing. Untreated hearing loss is associated with greater cognitive decline and was estimated to contribute to around 8% of dementia cases worldwide by the 2020 Lancet Commission on Dementia. Experts have a few theories why the two conditions are linked. One, hearing loss can make the brain work harder to the detriment of other mental functions, like thinking and memory. Two, hearing loss causes the aging brain to shrink more quickly. And three, hearing loss leads people to be less socially engaged, and the reduced stimulation could lead to a loss of brain cells. Now, the World Meteorological Organization's Secretary General says extreme weather, like the heatwave in Europe this summer and devastating flooding in Japan and the US, is the new normal. Professor Petri Talas said the extreme weather is having a major impact on human health, ecosystems, economies, agriculture, energy, and water supplies. Southern European countries like Spain, Italy, and Greece have been hit with scorching heat over the last few days, with highs of 46 degrees Celsius expected in Sardinia today. Professor Talas said we have to step up efforts to help society adapt to what is unfortunately becoming the new normal. What's the worst typo you've ever made? Well, it's been reported millions of US military emails have mistakenly been sent to Mali, an ally of Russia, because of a minor typing error. The Financial Times has reported that for years, emails intended for the US military's .mil domain have been sent to the West African country, which ends with the suffix .ml, in what's been called a typo leak. The issue was flagged by a Dutch internet specialist 10 years ago, who was contracted by Mali to manage its country's domain, but he didn't get a response. According to the FT, he began collecting examples and wrote to the Pentagon this month. He said that his contract with the Mali government was about to finish and warned this risk is real and could be exploited by adversaries of the US. Eurostar passengers can now opt to scan their face and passport at home to avoid UK border checks. The smart check system works through an app called iProveMe and is designed to reduce potential delays. Those who scan their face and passport prior to arriving at St Pancras can then walk straight through a dedicated lane, bypassing UK border controls, on their way to baggage security x-rays and French border controls. It's currently being trialled by business passengers, but Eurostar plans to roll it out to all standard class ticket holders. No date has been set for the rollout, though. Coming up, remember Neopets? Well, they're now making a comeback. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. It turns out green turtles in the Mediterranean Sea have been feeding on seagrass in the same spot for 3,000 years. A study involving the universities of Exeter, York, and Copenhagen has found green turtles that currently nest in Cyprus are using the same seagrass meadows to forage as their ancestors did 3 millennia ago. Experts analysed the collagen of sea turtle bones retrieved from the Mediterranean with a mass spectrometer to detect what kind of plants the sea turtles must have eaten. The researchers said the study highlights the importance of this critical habitat for green turtles and the need to protect and monitor existing seagrass beds as sea temperatures rise. And finally, remember Neopets? Well, it's making a comeback in a big way.
We want nothing more than to bring Neopets back to its glory days. That's why we are so excited to announce that the Neopets team is now under new leadership.
The online world, which launched in 1999, where you'd feed and play with your virtual pets, is getting a revamp with the launch of a new unified website and fixes for some of its old Flash games. According to a blog post on Medium.com, Neopets raised $4 million from various investors earlier this year, with plans to create an immersive, community-driven gaming experience. Since its launch in 1999, the Neopets brand has led to a PS2 game, cuddly toys, and even voice-activated plastic toys. But the team behind the site say it's now entering a new era. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader Podcast for the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.